321-321-321-321. The Democratic candidates for president showed so little interest in last night's Michigan primary that all of them participated in Las Vegas in a nationally televised debate 4 days before the important Nevada caucuses. That's because the Democratic National Committee had already declared that the delegates won in Michigan would not count because of penalties the DNC imposed on Michigan for violating party rules by holding their primary in January. It's the exact same penalty imposed on Florida Democrats. The January 29th primary will also not count, and the candidates themselves have signed an agreement in September not to campaign in Florida or Michigan. Last night, the Barack Obama campaign sent out a memo suggesting that Hillary Clinton might violate the agreement because she has scheduled a fundraiser in South Florida on January 27th. The memo said that there were signs that Clinton may be planning to campaign in the state. A Clinton spokesman says that Hillary will not campaign in the state, but said it was disappointing the Obama campaign continues to tell people that their voices don't count. The Obama memo is getting bad reviews in the state's press. The lead sentence in today's article in the St. Petersburg Times was, Barack Obama doesn't care what Florida Democrats say on January 29th. Frank Sanchez is the finance chairman for the Obama campaign in the Tampa Bay region. He took exception to that lead written by Times political editor Adam C. Smith.
I disagree strongly with that, and it's an unfortunate use of words by Mr. Smith. The fact is that the memo to which Adam is referring to in his article is stating the obvious. It's stating that because of the rift between the state and national parties, the delegates here in Florida aren't going to be seated. And that's essentially what the memo refers to. So to say that he doesn't care about Florida is ludicrous. He was Senator Obama was looking forward to campaigning vigorously here. We had over 2,000 people show up to hear him speak at the Cuban Club early in April. But because of what happened, that isn't going to be the case. And so, to characterize that memo as anything other than stating what has occurred is just, I think, nothing more than trying to get ahead, be a headline grabber.
The Clinton camp came out firing shortly after the Obama memo was issued, sending out a memo to reporters about how the Obama campaign and its supporters ran radio ads in Michigan, urging them to vote uncommitted as a way to register their support for Obama. A Quinnipiac poll released earlier this week shows Clinton with a large lead of over 20 points over Obama in Florida. That's not that much different than throughout 2007, showing that whatever bounce the Illinois senator received from winning Iowa and coming in a close second in New Hampshire hasn't trickled down to Democrats in the Sunshine State. Some analysts are parsing the Obama memo as trying to downgrade Florida to the level of Michigan, which was barely acknowledged in the national press, the theory being that Obama expects to lose here. But Frank Sanchez, who also advises Obama on Latin American issues, says they want people to exercise their vote in Florida.
Well, not only do I hope we have a good showing, I would encourage Florida Democrats to get out and vote. I think it's still important to exercise that right and to show that we are going to be active participants. I would prefer that those votes would lead to seating our delegates, but that's out of the candidate's hand. So, yes, I would very much encourage everyone to get out and vote on the 29th, and so would Senator Obama.
What do you make of this campaign right now? You've got a couple of big races coming up. Like I said, Nevada on Saturday, South Carolina the previous Saturday. After Florida, you've got all these huge big states, some of which Senator Clinton seems to be well positioned in. Is it really important for this campaign to right itself and do very well, if not outright win, in these next two states of Nevada and South Carolina?
Well, first of all, let me just say, we knew all along this would be a very competitive race. And the fact that we won so strongly in Iowa and did well in New Hampshire. If you look back, Mitch, just six, seven weeks ago, we were down by, in some polls, by as much as 20 points. And so to have gone from a 20-point deficit to lose by about 2.5 points, we weren't unhappy with that. Obviously, we would have preferred to have won New Hampshire. That would have been a better outcome. But we've done well. And yes, the answer is that Nevada and South Carolina are important, and we're cautiously optimistic for our success in both of those states.